Podcast 78, Weremu Tamihana, Māori Christian and Peacemaker. The Gospel reading for this passage is Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. Today, rather than comment on the Gospel passage, the well-known scripture we call the Beatitudes, I'm going to follow up from the Treaty of Waitangi sermon last week to speak about one of the outstanding Māori Christians from the Waikato area. Most of you already know the story of Torore and her gospel. Weremu Tamihana is another Māori Christian that deserves wider recognition for his work for the gospel among both Māori and Pākehā in the Waikato area. He is an example of a Māori Christian who sought to be a peacemaker in very troubled times in the Waikato, an embodiment of the verse in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God," Matthew 5, verse 9. Weremu dreamed of a bicultural nation where Māori would be truly respected as the tangata whenua, a dream that was never realised in his lifetime and that is still awaiting fulfilment. He is commemorated in our Anglican Book of Saints on June the 23rd each year. Weremu Tamihana was born Tara Pipipi and was the second son of the warrior chief Te Waharoa of Ngāti Hauwa. Ngāti Hauwa had their main settlements in the Waikato near Matamata and Horatū. Te Waharoa never became a Christian, but he was a protector and he allowed local missionaries to educate his people. And it was through the work of the Reverend Albert and Charlotte Brown that Tara Pipipi was introduced to Christianity. Of course, the name of the Browns lives on in this diocese with the Bishop's Office, Charlotte Brown House, reminding us of this heritage. Tara Pipipi proved to be as intelligent as his father, but where Te Waharoa applied his intelligence to the arts of war, Tara Pipipi applied himself to learning to read and write and to understand the Christian scriptures. He became a lay preacher and teacher in the local school. In March 1838, after conversations with Reverend Brown, Tara Pipipi and another Māori named Te Ao approached Brown with a list of 200 people willing to become part of a Christian community. The result of this vision was Te Tāpiri, a Christian Māori settlement which lasted from 1838 to 1846. It was a pā, but not a fortified village, being enclosed by just a picket fence. It also included a large raupo church, 80 feet by 30 feet by 30 feet. Bishop Selwyn donated glass windows for this church in 1843. By February 1839, this community of faith numbered nearly 400 people. Tara Pipipi drew up a set of rules for the community to live by, as suggested to him by Reverend Brown. These were based on the Ten Commandments and were very different from traditional Māori values such as utu and keeping slaves and warfare. About that time, Te Waharoa Tara Pipipi's father lay dying. On his deathbed, he made three requests to his son. One, forsake the missionaries. I cannot, his son replied. Two, make war on Ngāti Whakaoe. I cannot, his son replied. Three, then always be a friend of the white man. I will, his son replied. On 23rd of June 1839, Tara Pipipi was baptised by Brown and took the new name Weremu Tamihana, or William Thompson in English. About 1846, Tamihana moved his family and the community living at Te Tāpiri to a new site. This was called Peria, after the city of Berea in the Acts of the Apostles, that you'll find this name in Acts 17. From 1846 to 1848, Peria grew in size and became the main settlement of Ngāti Hauwa. The town included a post office, flour mill, school, a central meeting house, and houses. Every morning and evening, a bell would call the people to prayer. Like Te Tāpiri, it was surrounded not by a palisade and fortifications, but by a picket fence. As a lived embodiment of the Christian community, it was impressive. Both Māori and Pākehā lived together in this settlement as a model of peaceful, cooperative, bicultural society. Today, the only physical reminder of Perea's existence is a lone karaka tree that grew in the garden of Tamihana's house, and engraved stones placed there by the local historical society, and some notice boards telling the story of Perea. Sadly, conflict over land escalated, and Wiramu's peaceful stance was increasingly seen as a powerless option when it came to resisting the land grabbing that was going on around the Waikato region. Wiramu saw the Māori King movement as a way forward to negotiating as equals with Pākehā over land. To this end, he became a strong promoter of the Kingitanga and was given the nickname Kingmaker in the process of choosing the first Māori king, Potatau Te Whero-Whero. Potatau was crowned on the 2nd of May 1859, and Tamihana was there, holding a Bible over his head as he was crowned. With the advent of the Māori land wars, Tamihana finally took up arms against the colonial troops. He viewed this as a justified war of defence for his own people and the lands he was on. After he surrendered his taiaha to General Carey on 27th May 1865, he returned to Perea. His life's work was in ruins. The settlement was largely deserted. His dream of Māori equality to Pākehā was shattered. His mana among Māori people was diminished. His people had had their ancestral lands confiscated by the government. The Māori king was a fugitive, and many of his people had deserted Christianity to follow the more aggressively resistant Hauhau religion. Tamihana had also caught tuberculosis, a disease brought by the settlers. He would die from tuberculosis about a year later, in 1866. Sir John Gorse, the Waikato resident magistrate from 1862, said the following about Wiramu Tamihana. Tamihana was a pleasant man to argue with. He heard patiently all you had to say and took the greatest pains to find out exactly what you meant and replied calmly and always to the point. I have met many statesmen in the course of my long life, but none superior in intellect and character to this Māori chief, whom most people would look upon as a savage. The author Evelyn Stokes, who has written an extensive book about Wiramu Tamihana's life, says this: "Hurt and disillusioned Tamihana may have been by the events of the 1860s, but at no stage did he deviate from his efforts to make peace. Until his death, Tamihana continued to work for peace and goodwill among all people." And even in modern times, he is remembered. In 2013, the New Zealand Herald celebrated 150 years of the newspaper reporting in New Zealand, and it named Wiramu Tamihana as one of the top 10 New Zealanders in that 150-year period, based on his vision for Māori and Pākehā partnership, Māori self-determination, and peace amongst the two peoples. Wiramu Tamihana is one of the great Christian pioneers of the Waikato. He stands alongside the missionaries Reverend Albert and Charlotte Brown, and other Māori Christians such as Torore and her father Ngā Kuku, in their quest to bring the gospel to the Māori people. This is the heritage we have as Christians who continue to uphold that faith in the Waikato region. We must know our history, the history of this land and its people, and our faith as we continue on in the footsteps of those who have gone before us. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.